4 years ago, UCSF initiated a clinical trial in partnership with the San Francisco Department of Aging and Adult Services and 95-year-old Mission District Institution Community Music Center. They wanted to study the impact that singing in a choir can have on older adults. The Community of Voices study follows several choirs that meet for weekly rehearsals and occasional performances. The study's built on previous work by gerontologist Dr. Jean Cohen around creativity, the arts, and aging, according to lead researcher Julian Johnson.
A publication in 2006 where he looked at older adults who sang in a choir for a year and looked at the health benefits of that, and he found that older adults who sang in the choir for a year had fewer falls, they had fewer over-the-counter medications, their morale was higher, and there was a hint that their depressive symptoms were less than the control group.
The Community of Voices study won't be complete until 2017, but choir participants are already reporting benefits to their physical, mental, and emotional health from the weekly singing groups. Here are three members of the 30th Street Senior Center Choir, which sings in Spanish, English, and Tagalog.
My name is Estela Moreno, and I am 66 years old.
I am Olinda Marti Volkov, and I am 73 years old.
My name is Lupe Bravo, and I'm 83 years old. I have always loved to sing from the time I was a little girl.
Actually, I have never sang before, not even in the shower, because I never thought that I had, a voice at all.
I mean, we start with a song that never heard, and by the hour we're all singing it.
It's a sense of camaraderie, enjoyment, and you feel elated, because you are able, to be in unity with other voices. You're all together, and you become friends.
La Martiniana is my favorite song because it talks about when I die, don't cry, sing for me, and then I won't be floating around you. I mean, it's a very beautiful, sentimental song, and I get emotional every time we sing it.
The thing about this song is that you're also thinking about your own, When you get to be a certain age, then you start thinking about your own mortality. And I think, listening to this song, it makes you think about that because it makes you think of all your loved ones, all your family, your children, if you have any. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, how are they going to feel, when I'm gone? And this song, expresses those feelings, don't cry for me.
One little lady that comes in, always a little late because she has to wait for her van, and she tries to make it. As long as she can still feel strong, that woman is there.
The first time that we sang at one of our presentations that we do is at the Day of the Death Symphony, at the Symphony Hall, Davies. And the first year that she went, I took her. I picked her up at home, and I took her. When she saw that building, and when she walked into that, she'd never been. She was in awe. So she sat and way up on the first tier one as we walked in, right there on the first seat. And from there, she stood there with her walker, and she was like, I've never been. And it was just, for me, it was like, oh my God, it was the most rewarding thing, you know, to see that this, she was 92 then, 92-year-old, you know, having this reaction to a place that she's never been, and what the singing did for her.
When I see her come in, I'm just, it's just, you know, there's always something that we can do no matter what age. And she still comes. And that's my future. It inspires me to continue doing and giving.